gates, you know, I've seen plenty of gates, you know, great big old wooden poles. And I looked at that, and a homemade gate made out of wood, and have some hinges put on, and shut that. You could just open that gate, shut it back, open that gate, shut it. But then another thing, I have seen time we have bars, what they call bars. Instead of having a gate, you know, you have your post made so you cut some little gaps in it. Then put down and nail some over it in the gaps. Then you slip a plank up and down in that board, don't you see? Slip a plank up and down. Where you want to go in there, just slip them plank back. When you get out, well, just slip that plank back and then you hit it. That's what we call bars now. That's what we call bars. Wooden bars.
Yeah. Did you have a place where a way your cattle could get down to the field?
Yes, that's true. Have a fence to make them down to the field. If you want them in the field. And so we come back where we could build a two-way lane. I mean a two-string fence. A lane for them to go down and come back up. Down, we call that a lane. Down the lane.
Yeah. Now, your cattle, did they, the place where you kept them, did you have a place they could get under when it rained?
Well, I guess. Have a little old cow barn, see if we make a place out there. I had no barn at that time, I don't have none now. So if it's raining, I'd come in and get under the barn.
And where'd your horses?
On the shed, I mean.
Where'd your horses cut?
Horse. The same thing about the horse. Place with the horse. Horse shed. They would make a shed for the horse to go under. Keep them getting the rain on the other thing. Make a stall for them to go in, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You shut him up in that stall if you want.
Yeah.
Have the overhead plant to come out.
Did you ever have a place where you'd milk the cows outside?
Yes, sir. Could have cows right there. I had in my little barn, I just had it in my way out right there now where I had it, okay? But over four moves over here, nothing but a cow pen. That cow pen deal with rails or plank or whatever you had out. And let your cows in and out, the gate to let your cows in and out, the gate to let your calves in and out.
Where'd you keep your hogs and pigs?
Hogs and pigs. No, we didn't have no place to keep the hogs and pigs. We didn't knock back home. The way they done, they just got out there in the woods and made them a bed. Made them a bed out of straw.
You let them stay out on the...
And they stay out there. Out from the wall, make a, you know, big pile of straw. It's gonna be the crawl up under that straw. It's cool.
Did people used to keep their milk and butter? Where'd they keep that, their milk and butter?
Well, I'll tell you about that now. To keep it, the best place we had, the best place I know to keep it. In the summertime, when it's hot weather, we had these wells, these dug wells, you see. And we put that milk in a bucket, let it down in that well. She was cool, butter and anything. We got ready to draw the music. Now in the wintertime, all you had to do just sit around the kitchen. But I'm talking about summertime, now that's where you kept it cool. Let it down in the well.
When you wanted something, you just went over and...
I want some milk, go out there, I'm going to milk out of the well, just go out there and get over that rope and pull that bucket up. Get what I want out of it, if I want it all. Empty it out and have it to put some more in if I don't want all what I want and let it back down in there. Now keep it. I have kept milk and butter be so cool in my well.